Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian.
Last time we were together, I left everyone with a challenge that I'd like to clear up. I said, start with the word no hitters. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a six-letter noun and a three-letter verb you do on the noun. What are the words?
What are the words?
They are throne and sit.
All right, Ian. August 18th, 1587 is the birth date of Virginia Dare, the first English child born in an overseas possession in the New World. She was born on Roanoke Island, which was then part of the colony of Virginia, hence her name, but is now part of the state of North Carolina. After her birth, her grandfather returned to England for supplies. He returned 3 years later to find the colonists gone. Virginia Dare has become a prominent part of American folklore, and everything from counties to wine has been named in her honor, including a California winery that sponsors the Sonoma Stompers baseball team. To commemorate Virginia Dare's birth, this week our questions are about famous Virginias.
Uh-huh.
Who wrote in an essay published in 1929, quote, "A woman must have money and a room of her own if she is to write fiction," 2 years after her novel To the Lighthouse was published?
Virginia Woolf.
That is correct. And that essay is about whether women were capable of and free to produce works of Shakespeare's quality. And in that essay, she invents a fictional sister for Shakespeare named Judith. Introduced in 1968 and marketed primarily to young professional women, what cigarette brand was advertised with slogans such as "Find your voice," "It's a woman thing," and, perhaps most famously, "You've come a long way, baby"?
Virginia Slims?
Yes, that is right. And there is a longer TV jingle version of "You've come a long way, baby" that goes, "You've come a long way, baby, to get where you've got to today. You've got your own cigarette now, baby. You've come a long, long way." British professional tennis player Virginia Wade is to date the only British player to have won a title at all four Grand Slam events, the Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. Her most well-known victory was her win at Wimbledon in 1977, the 100th anniversary of the tournament, and also the Silver Jubilee year of what monarch who attended the final match?
Queen Elizabeth.
That's right. And Virginia Wade was the last British tennis player to win a Grand Slam event until Andy Murray won the 2012 U.S. Open. On a Monopoly board, Virginia Avenue is one of the three dark purple properties, along with St. Charles Place and States Avenue. It is separated from the orange properties by a railroad, the only one of the four Monopoly railroads named for a state. Which railroad is it?
Pennsylvania?
Yes, say that with more authority. It's correct. The other three being the Short Line, the B&O Railroad, and the Reading Railroad, which is named for a city in Pennsylvania, which is kind of interesting. They're not in that order around the board. Don't at me. And finally, quote, "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see." These lines open an 1897 editorial in the New York newspaper The Sun. They were written by Francis Farcellus Church, who starts his second paragraph with the statement, "Yes, Virginia, there is a what?"
Santa Claus.
That's right. And in 1932, NBC produced a cantata from the editorial column, and it is to date the only known editorial set to classical music.
Well, we could change that this year.
Do you have any information about the lost colony of Roanoke? Send it to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you could enrichmend your trivia life at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this question from Mike, who is about to kill me.
Start with the name Virginia Dare. That's V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A-D-A-R-E. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell two words, five letters and seven letters, that you might see on a map. And as a hint, one of the words is a proper noun. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.